The police minister won't reveal the extent of criminal activities at 10 motels providing emergency housing. Portal Williams says it's not in the public interest to release that information, but internal police documents show problems around emergency accommodation have been flagged as an area of increasing concern. They've previously told RNZ they don't collect that specific data. The motels between them have been earning millions of dollars for housing the homeless families and individuals. National's calling for more transparency about exactly what's happening and what authorities are doing to keep people safe. Here's our political editor, Jane Patterson.
Rotorua has been a particular problem, prompting a government-backed plan to clean up emergency housing, including contracting entire motels and separating families from criminals. We spoke to Reg Hennessy back in April, owner of Hennessy's Irish Bar, who was distressed about both the criminal behaviour and living conditions. He says he's seen nothing to reassure him the situation's improving.
Nothing that I can see, nothing I've seen at all, Jane, that makes me feel any better about where we're heading.
The problems, he says, remain.
Kids running around in front of the motels that are 5 and 6 and 7 year old, I still see all sorts of things that you just couldn't be happy with. I still see people walking up Denton Street sucking on their cans of Cody's.
Reg says tourists are starting to come back, but there's no room at the inn.
And just on Saturday night, we had a young couple come in for dinner at Hennessy's. Stayed till close time, and the reason they stayed, they parked the car out in our car park out the back because they couldn't get accommodation anywhere. They now have to sleep in the car. The tourists now have to sleep in their car, and then they were driving back to Auckland the next day.
Rotorua Mayor Steve Chadwick pushes back on that, saying there's plenty of accommodation available.
We've got a big Airbnb market. So when you flick off one switch and when we open up to international visitors, we are going to want more accommodation for tourists.
It will take time, she says, but the government-backed action plan is starting to roll out.
We are looking to place at least 200 families by the end of June. We're getting progress.
Captain Nikki Dutton from the Salvation Army in Porirua says the situation's unacceptable.
Intimidation, drug use, violence. You know, we talk about child abuse and even witnessing domestic violence for kids is abusive. And so when they're in these motels and they're witnessing violence from rooms around them, that's traumatising children.
She wants the action being taken in Rotorua urgently extended to the rest of the country.
I don't think there'd be anyone in New Zealand who wants to see any of our tamariki hurt. And I think we need to be more intentional about what we're doing. You know, we're talking big dollars, but what are the long-term costs?
When asked back in April what officers were seeing specifically in and around emergency housing, the police declined an interview, saying they didn't collect that data. National MP Simeon Brown asked the Police Minister, Portal Williams, for the call-out and bail check stats tagged to the addresses of 10 high-earning emergency housing motels. She didn't consider it in the public interest to answer questions regarding specific properties with the level of detail requested. Mr Brown disagrees.
In my view, it is in the public interest to know what's actually happening in these emergency motels. We see the stories, we see the violence, we hear about it. The government needs to be upfront about actually what is taking place, because the people living there deserve to live in a safe place, and the wider community is also wanting to know that they are being kept safe as well.
In internal documents also released to him, the police flag up emergency housing as a risk in response to public unease and media reports, but refused an interview request to discuss that further. The question is, says Simeon Brown, what do they intend to do?
It does say that there are prevention opportunities existing. I'd like the police to clarify exactly what those prevention opportunities are and what they're actually doing about it, because this is an issue which is growing and becoming more serious.
The Minister, Portal Williams, says police will respond to need in the community wherever it occurs.
By and large, they make a good response wherever that activity occurs, whether it's emergency housing or anywhere else.
In a statement, the police say there's recently been a great deal of public interest in emergency housing, which is why they're looking into it, with MSD taking the lead. They say once they have a better understanding of what's happening, various agencies will work on a response.